Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Tens of millions of Americans across the country share the concerns of this president about the sanctity of our elections.
They share the concerns because Donald Trump was the one who planted the concerns before the election even happened. All right, everybody. Caroline Levitt is back at the press secretary stand, and she seems to have absorbed some of Donald Trump's orange hue in her skin tone. She's back with the impossible job of defending Trump's dictatorial remarks that he will be making in front of the entire nation tonight. He is going to try to announce massive election fraud from prior elections. He is reportedly going to try to invalidate the elections of Democratic senators to try to gain power ahead of the midterm elections. He has been harping on the 2020 election for years, and now Caroline Levitt has to return to the press secretary stand and take on the impossible job of defending these wannabe dictator remarks while people like Caitlin Collins press her, while NBC journalists entirely press her. So I want to walk you through this series of events, because then it ends in Caroline Levitt trying to defend Donald Trump's failing war with Iran, but she's just lying. She's inversing reality, trying to claim that the Strait of Hormuz is open and the economy is doing well, when the Strait is closed, gas prices are spiking, inflation is spiking, and we are adding hundreds of billions to trillions of dollars to our debt every single year under this president due to his failing economic policy. So let's start off where Caroline Levitt starts off. She walks out and starts to talk about Donald Trump's speech tonight. If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like. We are all in this together. We live and breathe on independent media for you guys. So thank you guys for having our back. We have yours. Check this out.
Okay, a question about tonight. There are a lot of Republicans in this town who very much support the SAVE Act and want to make sure, you know, our elections are upheld, election integrity, top priority for them. But some of them are concerned that tonight's primetime address might focus on, you know, elections of the past, relitigating them rather than voter concerns of today. I'm wondering, can you tell us if the president tonight is going to talk about the economy? You just talked a lot about the economy and what we're seeing there. And what does the White House say to Republicans who are worried that election issues like this could actually turn off swing voters?
Well, a few things. I would encourage everyone to tune in tonight. I've seen a lot of reporting and, frankly, misreporting about what the president will say. I think the American people will be relieved to hear what they are hearing from the president of the United States and his commitment to transparency and the focus on the integrity of our elections tonight. I think all Republicans and Democrats should recognize this should be a nonpartisan issue if we don't have safe and secure elections.
All right, everybody, this is an Orwellian perversion of the words safe and secure elections. Donald Trump does not care about safe and secure elections, and he does not care about transparency. They have been covering up the Epstein files, stopping investigations into the perpetrators and into Zorro Ranch, as we've been covering. They have been the least transparent administration ever. I mean, hell, their goons have masks over their faces all of the time. Number two, safe and secure elections do exist, but Donald Trump tries to undermine those very systems by radically gerrymandering in the middle of the decade in order to gain power. He tries to undermine those systems by declaring elections rigged whenever he loses. He declared the 2020 election rigged before it even happened. So Caitlin Collins begins to press on this very thing. Watch.
Thank you, Caroline.
Sure.
Regarding the president's speech tonight, he's been in office over 540 days now. If what he says is tonight is backed up by evidence, why hasn't anyone been charged?
He hasn't revealed it yet. He hasn't declassified the documents yet, and you will see what he says tonight, and then we'll move forward
so
appropriately
we'll
from there.
Tonight from the Justice Department?
I don't speak on behalf of the Justice Department, Caitlin. You know that. Rachel,
Caroline.
Interesting, because she's done a lot of PR for the Justice Department in the
charges.
Past.
You'll have to ask the Justice Department. I don't charge people. I just speak on behalf of the president.
To continue here,
the 2020 election has had dozens of recounts, lawsuits, audits. 2024 election. widely believed to be safe and secure. There's not really any question about that. A lot of people
look at this because it was too big to rig.
Well, I think a lot of people look at this.
There's a massive amount of votes for this president. That's why he's in the Oval Office right now.
No one disputes that. And there were a significant amount of votes for Joe Biden, who won in 2020. And I think the question is, why is the president unable to let this go?
Well, first of all, Garrett, I think part of the problem is that the media has refused to acknowledge that tens of millions of Americans across the country share the concerns of this president about the sanctity of our elections.
They share the concerns because Donald Trump was the one who planted the concerns before the election even happened. The real reason why he's been focused on this election for the past 6 years is because he's an egomaniac with no reality tests around him to tell him that, yes, you lose sometimes in life. He builds up this image in his mind of being a winner. He always wins. Remember, Roy Cohn told him, never back down, never admit defeat, always go on the aggressive, on the offensive. So Donald Trump has tried to plant this big election fraud lie to protect his ego. And when people around him told him in 2020 that they're losing all of the court cases, that all of the Republican judges don't believe him, that there's no evidence of election fraud, he pushed them away. He pushed away Bill Barr. He pushed away the people who told him the truth, and he ended up embracing people like Rudy Giuliani, the creepy, crusty old man who melts on camera all of the time. Here is Caroline Levitt defending Trump.
We've talked a little bit about what the president might say tonight, but the other question is, who is running the teleprompter tonight after this report that the other guy is now under investigation for making money off of reading the president's speech?
Obviously, I'm aware of the report. The president is too. I spoke with him about it. He believes it's deeply unfortunate and frankly a disgrace. And the individual that was cited in that report is complying with the CFTC, but has been put on paid administrative leave. So there will be a teleprompter operator tonight, of course, but it will not be the one, unfortunately, in that story.
And this is one of the craziest stories of the week. ABC is reporting that the White House teleprompter operator made more than $100,000 betting on Trump's speeches. Gabriel Perez is in settlement talks with federal regulators. Just read this. Oh my God. When Donald Trump approached the podium to deliver the State of the Union address in February, one of the few people who knew what he was going to say because they were running the podium set himself up to profit from the president's words. Trump's longtime teleprompter operator is believed to have made tens of thousands of dollars by placing bets on that speech and more than a dozen others in the prediction market Kalshi, say federal investigators with the CFTC, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Holy absolute shit, the corruption is insane. And she gets asked further about this.
Thanks.
Back on the teleprompter issue, Notice reported earlier this year that Kalshi was inaccessible on the Wi-Fi that journalists here at the White House have access to. Are staffers back in the West Wing and other parts of the EOB, et cetera, do they have access to Kalshi and Polymarket on their Wi-Fi?
On our work computers?
Yeah.
Honestly, I've never tried, so I don't know. But I'm happy to go try and get you an answer on that. In the back, Reagan.
Oof, she's kind of losing her spark. She's going to go try to access Kalshi after this and get an answer on that? Okay. And to continue, I think it gets even worse when the question of Iran comes up. We started talking about Iran about 140, 150 days ago when Trump launched his strikes, and they kept promising it would be 30 days. It has now been 140 days. It keeps escalating, and here's Caroline Levitt.
President Trump has now greenlit strikes on Iran for nearly every day this week. Does the White House describe negotiations more at a standstill or essentially completely over?
Well, I've spoken with the president about this as recently as an hour ago. Iran very much continues to talk to the United States of America and express that they want to make a deal with us because they are suffering devastating blows on behalf of our United States military. The reason, and this is important for the American people to understand, the reason for the recent strikes over the course of the last several days is because Iran violated the memorandum of understanding that we struck with them.
This is absolute clown shit. The United States is not winning this war. Iran has realized they can just shut down the Strait of Hormuz whenever they want and essentially get what they want at any moment. Here is Caroline Levitt talking about Operation Epic Fury.
Elements of what's remaining in the Iranian regime that are more willing to make a deal and then other elements who are not so maybe willing to make a deal shows that Operation Epic Fury was incredibly effective because we neutered their ability to communicate with one another and they they are a fragmented system. They are not the once very strong, powerful terrorist state that they were before this operation, which was one of the ultimate...
This is Caroline Levitt trying to explain why the Iran deal is actually a good thing, or why this Iran war is actually a victory, or why this memorandum isn't already broken. This is Caroline Levitt trying to maneuver her way around this. It's insane.
We have seen, with the increased community strikes, a real decrease in traffic through, commercial traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. What is the U.S. doing right now to facilitate flows through the Strait of Hormuz and preemptively address the risk that Houthis will actually choke off the Red Sea oil route and that prices will increase further before November?
Sure. Well, two separate questions. First, let me address what's happening in the Strait right now. We know that there is a blockade of ships directed by the president for ships entering and departing Iranian ports only. This has been fully implemented and is in full force. This blockade was reimposed due to Iran's inability to honor their agreement with the United States.
This is wild. So she's saying that we put a blockade above Iran's blockade so ships can actually enter through our area. The reality is the Strait of Hormuz has dropped down to zero passage. Maybe one ship, two ships are passing every single day, down from the 70 that it was before the war even started. Barack Obama was able to cut a deal with the Iranians without firing a single missile, losing a single life, losing control of the region, harming our allies in the region, giving them hundreds of billions of dollars. He was able to make a deal that was multi-phased and had years of communication behind it. This administration ripped that deal up about a decade ago and is now bumbling around, not able to do anything about it. I'm going to leave it there. We're going to continue to cover this every single day. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the videos that we make. Love you all. Peace out.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.